The title of the recording, Aloha, should give you all the hint you need. For decades, it was singers Danny Caliakini's signature greeting. Danny retired more than 20 years ago, but the music has never left him, and now his grandson, Nicholas, has become a keeper of the flame. Aloha is their first collaboration. It's a reworking of Hawaiian songs with a modern perspective, and both Nick and his grandpa, Danny, are in our studio to tell us about it. Good morning to both of you.
Aloha. Aloha kakahiaka na ohana ke ia e mai mai e kumamai. Na te atu ho pōmaita ia oe, aloha ke akua. God is love. Aloha.
I was hoping you were going to say that, Danny. It was sort of makes the whole thing complete, doesn't it?
No, thank you for having us. God bless. Thank you.
I'll keep it simple. Good morning.
And good morning, Nick. Good to have you both in the studio. You know, I was thinking about the differences between the ways you got your music to the public, Danny, and the way you, Nick, are doing it now, because this new album has things like, you know, you can go online and download it with a special code and all that. And you in your day went down to Waikiki with a, what, and just stood on the street and sang songs
right
with
on the sidewalk with my ukulele and
said, come to hear me at the Kahala.
Oh, yeah. It was you know, it's just, we have a wonderful, beautiful Hawaiian show. Come join us.
Yeah.
I'd go down there, sing on the sidewalk and, you know, have my hula girl and because nobody would come to the Kahala. We were too far away from Waikiki. And that's how we, you know, would go down every morning and stayed, you know, slowly but surely they came. But the local people, they came and they supported. And when the local people came, then the Malahinis, the newcomers, they all came to the show.
And the rest is history, right, Danny?
Yeah, with 30 years, you know.
But, you know, Nick, for you, you had a whole different canvas to paint with, right? When you come to make a recording, you got a whole different way of getting it to the public.
Definitely. And I mean, you know, with technology now, it allows for independent artists to really take on that role. So it not only gives you, you know, creative freedom, but you can do things like distribution and publishing on your own.
Yeah.
And you can do it on your own time. We have a recording studio, so we're able, you know, to work on our own time. And, you know, there's no stress of getting things out, you know, on a certain time period. And, you know, working with my grandfather is amazing. You know, we're obviously family. But we get to work in this creative stage that kind of meshes, you know, different perspectives. And of course, you know, I've learned so much from him. And, you know, at the end of the day, you still have to go out there and play for people. You know, it is kind of a hustle no matter what.
Sure.
And I think that's going to cross generations.
You still got to bring it when you're by yourself on stage,
definitely,
right?
Definitely.
Danny, when you first realized you had yourself a talented grandson, what kind of things did you tell him?
Well, I told him, I said, most important, aloha ke akua, God is love. And I said, you know, just thank him for the breath of life every day when you get up in the morning. And I said, you know, we all have our own talents and that, you know, put it to full use. And you know, but learn from your kupunas, learn from, you know, from your tutukani, your grandfather, tutuwahini, grandmother.
Yeah.
And you know, what they share with you, you know, comes from the pu'uai, from the heart. And I said, you know, I was very fortunate that I learned from all my kupunas. I mean, you know, my grandfather taught me to sing the old Hawaiian songs. And, you know, my father was, he worked for the city and county. He was a refuge department. And my father sang some of the songs, but he wasn't the greatest singer. But I learned the words from him and then all from the ohana. But everything was family style. I remember Fridays when everybody pauhana, pau work, they come home, and you know, I live in Papakula, Hawaiian homestead. Everybody come in the backyard, you know, bring the six pack and the, you know, whatever pupus we had, and go in the backyard, bring out the ukulele, guitar, kanaka pila, himene na mele Hawaii, you sing all the songs, and that's how we learned to sing all the old songs.
Nick, did you have your generation's version of kanaka pila growing up?
No, and I mean, that's kind of the problem, I think, with my generation is, you know, we're isolated to our computers. We can learn just by ourselves on YouTube. But there's a major difference when you get to learn from, you know, a peer or a friend you're physically with. So we're actually, I run a school of music called Powwow School of Music, and that's the idea to kind of create this third party, you know, education where, you know, the young generation can come together because it's so important to learn music, you know, with and from each other.
Because something was lost when what Danny had growing up sort of died down.
Yeah, of course. You know, definitely. And, you know, another point is it's very important to learn from those I don't like to say older than you are, but wiser, I think, more experience.
Which doesn't necessarily mean
older.
Yeah,
of course, definitely. Right. Right. And that's so important, you know, because they have so much to say. And like he said, you know, it's genuine. It truly is from the heart. And if you can understand that and take that in, it'll, you know, help you pursue, you know, maybe happiness or whatever you're envisioning, you know, life is about.
Well, Danny, that seems to me to be the thing that connects any type of music that's good. And, you know, remember Duke Ellington said there are two kinds of music, good and bad, right? And the good music, as you said, it has that heart connection. I think that's kind of the key ingredient, don't you?
Oh, yeah, they've got the pu'uai, the heart. And I always felt that, you know, whenever I sang a song, and I wanted to make sure I know what the meaning was, you know, the true meaning, and share this with everyone else.
Yeah.
And especially if you have, you know, I was very fortunate that I learned from my kupunas, my grandparents, you know, the songs of yesteryear, and then the songs of today, you know, you learn from your family and your friends, yeah. And then, you know, you get together, kanakapila, we get together Hawaiian style, everybody bring the ukulele and sing your song, and say, hey, that's a nice song, or, you know, how the words, you got the words, yeah, I want to learn that song,
uh-huh.
You know? That was part of, you know, learning and education, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's hope that tradition stays, mm-hmm. continues to thrive. Because, you know, here you are two generations apart, but it's alive in both of you. It's good to see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's important that we share this with the young people, because they're the future of tomorrow. And just to share with them the songs of yesteryear, and then, you know, to keep it alive, and the songs that you learned today.
Mm-hmm. Well, if anybody can do it, you guys can. Mm-hmm, thanks mm-hmm. so much for coming in.
Of course. Thank you, Chris. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Nicholas Kaleikini and his grandfather Danny have just released an extended play recording called Aloha. Nick plays saxophone, clarinet, and piano, and his grandfather, as if you didn't know, sings. You can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.
Amen.